Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser. B-Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Roderick from Seattle is. Roderick, are you there?
I'm here.
Were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 on Friday to hear the cheat sheet?
The one time I wasn't, I did not.
No!
That's totally fine. It's completely cool.
Hopefully it doesn't matter,
no,
Roderick.
No. Nothing. We'll be fine.
It's fine.
It's probably a loss, but we're fine.
It's fine.
That's the spirit.
Steve, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
I mean, this song was not a very good pump-up song, so you know.
Roderick, we all have faith in you, okay? You got this.
Let's do this.
For those playing at home, Roderick has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Ginger Gold and Golden Delicious are types of what food item?
Pass.
What band recently released new songs titled 365 and Dance Kid Dance?
Pass.
What Nickelodeon character has the catchphrase, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready?
SpongeBob?
Yes! NE is the symbol for which chemical element?
Pass.
What do cows primarily drink?
Water?
Yes. Toledo and Beaver Creek are cities in what U.S. state?
Indiana.
No.
Seattle.
No.
Well, I mean, Washington.
No. Which planet has the most volcanoes?
Mars.
No.
Jupiter?
No.
Uranus.
No. What rapper voices Maurice in the 2024 film The Garfield Movie?
Repeat.
What rapper voices Maurice in the 2024 film The Garfield Movie?
Pass. See? Not so good.
Hey, Roderick, you got 2 correct, so it could have been worse.
Well, I've got a lot of friends that hopefully are listening, so you know what? They could have helped and called me or something. You know, I could have got some help.
They could have texted you or something. But, you know, you never know. Steve.
I know.
Steve isn't always on his game. Are you ready?
I sure am.
Yes.
Ginger Gold and Golden Delicious are types of
apples.
Wow, yes, chill. What band recently released new songs titled 365 and Dance Kid Dance?
Shinedown.
Yes. What Nickelodeon character has the catchphrase, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready?
SpongeBob. Was it SpongeBob?
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
NE is the symbol for which chemical element?
Nickel?
No.
Nickelodeon?
No.
Nitrogen?
No. What do cows primarily drink?
Milk?
No.
Oh, that'd be weird.
That'd be so weird. Oh, no.
I'm not here to king shame them, but I don't know. Water?
Yes, you do know. Toledo and Beaver Creek are cities in what U.S. state?
Ohio.
Yes. Which planet has the most volcanoes?
Planet? Earth?
No.
Mars?
No.
Uranus, Sarah?
No. What rapper voices Maurice in the 2024 film The Garfield Movie?
Snoop Dogg?
Yes. How many teams are currently in the NBA?
31.
No.
32.
No.
30.
Just 30.
Son of a.
Steve, you got 6 correct, though, which is a win, 6-2. Sorry, Roderick.
All good. I already told y'all. You just convinced me to play. That's not fair.
It is. I mean, you agreed to it. I didn't, you know, there was no that much pressure. Next time you'll do maybe
That's
better.
The exact same thing that Josh Allen said yesterday after the loss.
Oh. You made me play.
You convinced me to play. You told me I could beat them eventually.
Eventually, maybe he will. Just not this year. Taryn, do you remember the symbol? N-E is for which chemical element?
No. That was all the way back on Friday, Sarah.
A lot's happened in this.
I've had a Big Mac.
Wow. It's neon.
Neon.
Huh. Yes. And then you eventually got that there are 30 teams in the NBA. Yep. And what planet has the most volcanoes?
Jupiter.
Venus.
All right. That was close.
You probably named every other one of them. But congrats on beating Roderick.
This Saturday, February 1st, is the annual Free Throws 4MS event. It's happening from noon until 3:30 at the JCC on Mercer Island, supporting Walk MS. And there's going to be Krispy Kreme donuts. There's going to be a bunch of awesome people there supporting the MS Society. And you can get all the info on the event at freethrows4ms.com. Our phone number is 206-803-ROCK, and the question that we are going to ask is this. What is something that you subscribe to that truthfully you just aren't using? A member of the show finally unsubscribed to something stupid that they have been paying for several months.
Amazing.
What about you, Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Guns N' Roses.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK. What is something you subscribe to that truthfully you aren't using? Steve Miggs, you finally did something that will actually save you money. This is amazing.
It is shocking for a guy who is as bad as I am with money. I finally was like, I had to put my foot down. I'm like, we do not need this. And it's a stupid subscription to some food product that my wife had that she didn't even realize that we had until it started showing up every month. And then she's like, well, I need to cancel this. But it turns out she ordered it with my PayPal, so it was through my own account. So it was just constant, like, trying to figure out how to get into this account. We couldn't figure it out. Finally figure it out. This is after, like, 4 months, maybe even 5 months of, like, you know, it's like 30, 40 bucks, like a protein powder.
Sure.
So finally yesterday, I'm like, I'll make it happen. I'm going to make it happen. And then, you know, you got to go through all these hoops where it's like, okay, we're going to email you this code. And then I'm like, babe, did you get the email? She's like, no, I didn't get the... It was, this took, like, an hour. And I was like... I almost gave up and said, you know what, let's just pay the $40 and we'll figure it out over the course of the rest of the month. But we finally were able to pull the plug on it.
So do you guys have now like a stockpile of this stuff or are you using it? So you're not using it regularly?
No, because it's not even that good. Ugh. Like it's like one of those protein powders. Was like, this is kind of nasty. Let's just go to Super Something to get a better one. But like it just kept showing up and then it was like a pumpkin flavor too. Ugh. And we're, like, trying to work it into certain things, but neither one of us wants to use it. So we have just, like, random bags of this crap.
But now you're finally out.
Yeah, so that got me thinking, though. I'm like, I need to do, like, an audit of all the things that we subscribe to. Because typically we're pretty good about, like, the food ones. And, like, we'll just order it when we order it. But for some reason we got roped into this one. I think my wife didn't realize when she first ordered it that it was going to be a subscription thing.
Oh, yeah.
Which is understandable. I've been, like, I've come close to doing that myself.
See, I feel like most recently I'm doing the opposite of that. I'm, like, resubscribing.
Like, to what?
Like, we resubscribed to Max recently.
Okay.
And then we resubscribed to Peacock recently. But I've completely lost track, just like you. I don't even know how many subscriptions we have.
One person said, I finally just canceled my subscription to Netflix. I realized that for the last few months, we haven't watched a single thing on Netflix. All we've done is scroll Netflix and get frustrated and go to Peacock and watch something else.
There's so much on there. It's very overwhelming.
Every time I think, I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm done with Netflix. Then something cool pops up on there. I'm like, okay, I think I'll stick around for a little bit longer.
They have all the best ones.
Did anyone else have one that, like, you realize that you're just paying monthly and you're not even really using it?
Yeah, it was for the gym recently.
Yes.
I had one for the gym and I completely forgot about it, but it was like the gym, but I had it on pause.
Yeah.
But they still charge you every month, like a $10 to $15 fee.
Like a retainer fee?
Yeah, like you have to keep paying that. And I didn't realize it was kept charging me that until like I was looking at my bank statement. I was like, why do I keep getting this $11 charge? And I looked and I was like, oh, it's the gym. So I had to, at first I thought I was going to have to go in. And they were like, you have to handwrite a letter. Can't be typed, whatever.
Why?
Like,
what?
But
why
then,
do
like,
they make it so hard? I get why they make it so hard because they know you're not going to do this.
They want your money.
So then I decided, I was like, okay, but then I looked online and there was a online form I could fill out. And I did. And I I was like, yes, finally free.
Dude, my wife, like, well, she's had a gym membership. You know, she does a CrossFit thing when she does that. But then she had a regular gym membership. And I'm like, well, what point are you going to cancel this one? She's like, well, in case there's times where I need to use it. I'm like, how often on a monthly basis? She's like, maybe once or twice a month I'm using it. And granted, it's like 15, 16 bucks or whatever a month. But I'm like, you could just do like the walk-in and it's like $5 or something along those lines. You know, you don't need this membership.
It all adds up.
It does.
We're all going broke because of it.
So a couple of text messages. The gym. I'm still paying for my gym membership. I haven't gone in 7 months. Oh. Today's the day you cancel that subscription.
Let's go.
I have faith in you. You can make it happen.
Wait. I like how you said today's the day you cancel it. How about you just go back to the gym?
Oh, screw that. 7 months they haven't gone. I'm thinking logically here, Danny.
That's fair.
You think today's the day they're going to go to the gym?
You never know.
To cancel that membership.
Oh.
You walk in and just be like, no, I'm just here to cancel. Sorry.
I remember that, though, back in the day. I can't remember which gym. It might have been like a 24-hour fitness type of a gym. And I remember I was like, I got to cancel because I found a better deal at a different gym. And they're like, well, you need to come in to cancel. I'm like, what? Like, what are you going to shame me when I show up? Like, are you going to like call me a fatty and say, no, you can't quit fatty? What is going on here? Why can't I just cancel over the phone?
It's brutal.
Yeah.
It's brutal out there. The Super Bowl is set. So why are people pissed off at a Seahawks player, Steve? We're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Why not?
The Daily Mix Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs will be facing off in a Super Bowl rematch at the Caesars Superdome in New Orleans on February 9th. This will mark the Chiefs' 7th Super Bowl appearance and their 3rd consecutive one.
And so this could be their 4th Super Bowl championship? Is that what, if I remember, if I think that's right. Yeah.
And potentially 3 in a row, which has never been done before. Historic. So wild. Nate Burleson with CBS Sports had a message to NFL fans who are maybe not so excited about the Chiefs going back to the Super Bowl once again.
Former Seahawk, O'Day High School's own, too, as well. And he does a great job as an analyst on CBS Sports. But it seemed like he was almost begging people to care about the Super Bowl when they realized that the Chiefs were going back into the big game.
If you're not a Chiefs fan, that's okay. But resist the urge to fall for the narrative that we're tired of seeing them win, that we might be fatigued of watching KC go to the Super Bowl over and over again. You are witnessing greatness, and just be happy that you are alive to be there to see it.
Yeah, Taryn, just be happy you're witnessing greatness.
Well, that is one way of looking at it, Steve, but many people have an opinion based on what Nate Burleson said, so let's go straight to the comments.
Yeah, we sent a couple of these videos and these posts to our production director, Jason, and said, find your favorite comments, reenact them however you want, just to illustrate how people get worked up on social media over the dumbest stuff. And this would definitely be one of those instances. Are you ready for the first comment?
Let's hear it.
I'm still going to the movies, bro. I give no f-s.
See, even if I don't care about what teams are in it, I'll still watch the Super Bowl.
I want to see them commercials.
Yeah, I don't even care about the commercials anymore. You really care about the commercials?
I kind of do.
But they show them already. Like, by the time we get to the Super Bowl, we've seen like 95% of the commercials.
There's no element of surprise anymore. It's very sad.
But I just enjoy like having the food. Just like, you know, it's America's, the world is watching.
The halftime performance.
Who's playing again? Is
it Kendrick Lamar?
Kendrick Lamar, yeah. Oh, go to the bathroom for an extended period. Maybe I'll take a shower. I don't know. I do have to say, though, because we're playing like a Leavenworth trip right around on that weekend. I didn't realize that this, because I'm an idiot, I didn't have it in my phone, like on the calendar. I wouldn't have it memorized that the Super Bowl was that Sunday. I feel less stressed to hurry up to get home in time to watch the start of the game. I'm like, eh, we'll get home when we get home. I'm not really, I don't care about either team.
No.
All right.
Irreal, like we don't know what greatness looks like. The Chiefs aren't it. Rigged!
If they win, and there's any questionable calls, that's all we're going to hear about. That's all we've been hearing about, like, all night last night, all morning this morning, is about how the refs helped them win the game.
Yeah, I mean, you could argue that they do. They seem to be fans. They seem to be.
Are you buying into the conspiracy theories?
You know what? It's feeling like it could be that.
Do you think they're going to pull them aside and be like, guys, you have to hit a home run for the Super Bowl because we just don't want to deal with this anymore.
Definitely.
Oh, media telling people how to feel. That usually goes well. They don't realize we are all the media now. Go tell your family how to feel, not people you don't even know.
That's right. I have a Twitter handle. I'm the media now.
Yeah, you are. It's called X, Steve.
Oh, crap. I guess I'm not the media yet.
I tried to resist the urge of KC fatigue, but have failed. It is not enticing. It is not entertaining. It's Jell-O pudding with no flavor. Eh?
I will say that one thing I do enjoy about watching the Chiefs win is that people lose their minds every time Taylor Swift is shown, and that makes me happy. I like people being disgruntled about that.
See, I didn't see her once until the ending, but then really? I realized I was in the middle doing arts and crafts with Tatum the entire time while watching the game, so I was really just listening and looking up whenever like a cool play happened.
Yeah.
See, and I just want to see sad Taylor Swift. I want to see her like crying as much as she possibly can when they lose the Super
Bowl. We haven't seen that yet.
No, and then we'll probably get a great album.
I mean, or what if she just dumps him?
Oh, yes.
Like, she's just like, I'm not here to be with a loser.
Yeah. She's going
to
dump him for Saquon Barkley.
Wow. Oh. Now, that's the romance story that we all want, right?
Yeah.
Or the opposite. What if they win again and then Travis proposes to her at the end of the game?
Oh, my.
Could you imagine?
I hope I already turned the game off by the time that happened, to be honest with you. I got to get up early. We got to work the next day.
I don't want to be nauseous after the game.
No.
A guy is going viral for getting a $40,000 tip. We're going to tell you what's trending after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that for many of you, you're just getting up, you're rubbing the sleep out of your eye, you're sipping coffee, and you're trying to sort through pop culture. And there's a lot happening right now. So we're going to help you out by telling you what's trending.
Trending on the Daily Mix Show.
A 20-year-old pizza guy in Indiana went viral on TikTok after he walked half a mile in a snowstorm
uphill
to bring someone their pizza, and then they only tipped him $2.
Okay, that's next level douchey.
A cop named Richard posted about this, and it went viral.
Did you get a good tip?
$2.
How much was their order?
$40.
$40 and a $2 tip.
Are you kidding me?
Do better, folks. Do better, be better.
Okay, I like that. Do better, be better. Yeah, give at least $3 tip for that, right?
Right,
yeah,
easily $3.
How much would you drop if someone's going in the snow?
I mean, I'd probably give them like at least 10 or 20 bucks.
Oh, definitely 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So because of this post, it ended up earning him the biggest tip ever because Richard started a GoFundMe.
The cop to get him.
Yes.
Do better. He did better. He was better.
He was absolutely better. And so this ended up going around, I think it's up to like $40,000 last time that we checked. So this is the pizza guy, Connor, talking about it.
There are people that still see what you do that goes unseen in your eyes, but in everyone else's, they see what happens. And there's always a community out there for you.
I'm sure he was nervous, but it sounded like he was answering that against his will. like Richard the cop's like, answer the question. Man, does he have to share that with his coworkers?
Oh, I don't know. Is
probably
that like,
not.
I wouldn't.
It's not like a restaurant. I don't know. Like
they didn't do the walking in the snowstorm.
No, I agree. But wouldn't it be funny if somebody's just like, I thought we were supposed to share our tips, and that was a $40,000 tip, so I think he needs to share it with the rest of us.
Oh, boy.
That'd be amazing. All right, there's this 12-year-old that was... I thought about this story when I heard the story because it instantly made me think about me and my friends when we were idiots and growing up and when it was a snowy day because we used to do this. He was shot at in Connecticut because he threw a snowball at a car.
Oh, boy.
And we were dumbasses. Like, when we were kids, we would throw snowballs at cars, and sometimes they would stop, and then the adrenaline kicked in. You just start running like crazy. One time, we threw one at a cop car, not realizing it until the lights went on, and we were like, oh, my gosh.
No.
We ran so hard. But apparently, somebody decided, you know what? I don't like that you threw a snowball at my car, so he just started shooting at the kid. Fortunately, the kid's going to be okay. They're still looking for the shooter, but here's the police officer talking about it.
12-year-old was with another juvenile throwing snowballs. One of those snowballs hit a car. That car looped the block and chased the kids and fired rounds at the children. But thank God, non-life-threatening. It could have been a lot worse.
That is really scary.
Did you ever do stupid stuff like that when you were a kid?
Yes.
Like we used to throw eggs at cars during Halloween. Nowadays, we wouldn't throw eggs at cars. We're not that rich. Yeah. But back when we were younger, we used to do that stupid kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Egging, for sure. We had some TPing. One time, though, some guys pranked me a little bit. They put like, I don't remember what they put on my car, like Crisco or something like that, and then saran wrapped it.
Oh. No.
And then it got a little warm because it was summertime, and it started to strip the paint off my car. Now, mind you, my car was already a POS, but now it looked like extra POS, and my parents were furious.
Did they track down the people who did it?
Oh, we knew who did it.
Did your dad? I could see your dad knocking on the door and be like, I need to have a conversation with your children.
Craig Daly is like, he's a teddy bear, but he's very intimidating looking, and when he wants to, he can turn it up and be very terrifying.
Did he?
Absolutely.
So wait, did they know what they were doing?
I don't think they were intentionally trying to strip the paint off my car. Okay. They were just trying to make my car a mess.
Sure.
All of those things.
It's like when you do stupid stuff, you're like, oh, I didn't know it would escalate to that point. Yeah. So then what happened? Did they pay for it?
No, I mean, it wouldn't have been worth fixing the car. It was a 91 Nissan Sentra. The struts were shot. So you could see me coming.
A sweet paint job out of it.
You'd be bouncing. You could see me bouncing down the road. Ba-boom, ba-boom,
now you're riding a horse? What's happening?
That's kind of what it looked like. It was
Stanwood, we ride our horses and cars the exact same way.
Costco has announced the return of Coca-Cola to its food courts after a 12-year absence. So this is going to make people that go after that $1.50 hot dog combo very happy.
I'm today years old. I didn't realize that they didn't offer Coca-Cola.
They switched to Pepsi back in 2013 to cut costs.
Okay.
And then their CEO confirmed this return to Coke and saying that it's trying to get back with the fans of Costco. This is what they've kind of been asking for. They wanted the return of Coca-Cola, and it's finally happening.
So now my mom can finally go eat at Costco again.
She's a Coca-Cola girl?
Oh, she's like, she's never like full-on got up and like walked out of a restaurant, but like there's an audible sigh when someone says, oh, we only have Pepsi products. Like you could just tell like she's just so frustrated. No, I don't care. I don't know about you.
Oh,
you,
I definitely care.
So are you, you're
Team Coke.
You're a Coke,
sure.
You're
Diet
a Coke person.
Coke. Diet Coke.
Of course, of course.
So But like if they have Pepsi products, I'll oftentimes get like a Sprite or something like that or whatever their Sprite
is. So you're that anti-Pepsi?
Yeah, I just don't like it.
I guess I don't mind living on the wild side every once in a while. Give me a Diet Pepsi. Great. Danny, are you anti one or the other? Like, are you a tribalist when it comes to your soft drinks?
Honestly, well, I don't drink any kind of soda anymore. But like when I did, I was honestly kind of anti Coke and Pepsi. I was the Dr. Pepper man.
Oh, well, they're number two now.
Wow.
Like, as far as most popular soft
drink. Oh, I was like, number two for what? I was like, congratulations, Dr. Pepper. I don't know what's happening.
The oldest soft drink in the United States of America.
Is Dr. Pepper?
Yeah.
Oh. The one that does annoy me, though, there have been times where we go to like some, like, you know, like plant-based diet. You go to like one of these like earthy, like new agey type restaurant places or whatever.
Cool.
Right. And then you're like, all right. And then can we get like a diet cola? I'm like, I don't even know what they're like. We're sorry, we don't have any of that kind of stuff. We have like this kombucha soda. Kombucha. And I'm just like, come on, man. Like,
can we interest you in a shot of wheatgrass?
Like, you're not making this perception, like, you're not helping the perception of like the plant-based people. Like, it's just like they had such like a disdain that I even asked for like a diet soda.
Yeah.
How would you like to beat plant-based Steve? He has a record of 24 wins, 17 losses, and 4 ties in 2024. 2025, excuse me. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily